You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got a good show for you today. Craig Mosher from the Graveyard Shift is here. He'll be coming on in a few minutes. He's a fellow DJ up in New Hampshire. First, we got some music to get into, a few announcements to make. There's been a ton of dope music coming out of Boston recently. We just got the new Spenda project. We got the Still Gold on the way, two of which I have songs off that I'll be playing today. And new stuff from Tayshaun Taylor today. Just a ton of music coming out. I'm loving to see the activity this early in the year, just hitting the ground running. We had the Terminology album a little bit back, and there's probably stuff I'm forgetting about, but the point is, things are bubbling, so stay tuned. Record Company put out the Beast Sampler, jams on that. You can hear about that and a few other interesting projects at www.lfodradio.com. Full-length interviews with the Record Co., Booger Money. We've got Notoriety up there. Yeah, Notoriety, shout to those boys. They just dropped their debut, fresh off tour in Europe. Mari, Ron Beatty, tons of interviews. Mixcloud.com/LFOD radio. Check out SoundCloud.com/LFOD. There's shorter ones on there. Plus reposts, our like playlists, New England Hip Hop, etc., etc. Next week, we got Kyle Bent coming on. Very excited about this guy. I don't know too much about him. I know he's a younger guy from Massachusetts, so we're all going to learn together. He's got a really polished sound. Kind of reminds me of Mick Jenkins, which is a good thing. We got a new one from him, actually, we're going to get into in a second here. But first, we're going to get into this Spenda. The new Spenda record is pretty nice. It's called Shards of Glass. It's solid. Good production, good wordplay, good features. This one's called Devices. Features April Stanford. And if you're an artist tuned in, submissions at lfodradio.com. Shoot us some clean records so we can play those as well. It's how we got all of these. Once again, this is Spenda, Devices. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Distraction that it could bring. If rails had burst in the flames, nobody noticed a thing. It's devices, slaving to all your mobile devices. Part with it for a second, it already divisive. I might just get rid of mine this very second, but I can't, cause I need to respond to a text message. Remember when penning a doctorate was the method, and everything that you said in it was for permanent record. Now we're using emojis for the expression. See, times are rapidly changing, this generation impatient. But I've
seen it all before, never was a show. Staring at the floor, how you gonna move forward when you always looking down?
Looking down at that crack screen.
When you always looking down?
Looking down at that crack screen. Crack screen.
Seen it all before, never was a show. Staring at the floor, how you gonna move forward when you always looking down?
Looking at that crack screen.
When you always looking down?
Looking down at that crack screen.
Yeah.
The
mobile phone used to only be for the ballers. Was about the size of a brick and only for taking orders. Was foreign to be recorded, amazing for being cordless. But the pinnacle, when I was a youngin', was having pages. Fast forward through Scottsdale territory, stop on Nokia, Nextel, and flipping a sidekick. Switch back to when the home phone was your everything. And if they wanted you, they had to go through your mama. Now it's horror if leaving your cellular on the dresser. I used to know every number. Without it, I don't remember. It's crazy, right? Who would've saw it coming so quickly? Except for Nikola Tesla, predicted during the 20s. Prophetic for profit, people connected for bags of money. Relationship to a mobile reminds you of matrimony. Still starving for all the basics, the latest from all the phonies. But you gotta keep on paying free basic communication. Cause I
life is nothing more than a conundrum. Yeah, yeah. This that one shot, don't you waste it. Gunshot, start the races. Run until the reaper take you. Run until the reaper take you. Seize the moment, don't forsake it. Eyes open, guess who made it. You just enter to the mysteries. Brace yourself, cause it get brisky. Take your first step, take your first breath. Different, ain't it? Things is looking trippy, ain't it? What's this thing we living, baby? This feel like $1 million. Chance of this one in a million. Kudos, cause you made the cut. Not everyone get best auditions. So what's your plans? A baby gotta crawl for he learn to stand. Learn to understand the power in your hand. Ain't no limits here, the universe is grand. Don't let them box you in, cause this bitch get crammed. Learn to ride the wave, be as loose as sand. Cause going against the grain make you lose your zen. And it was all a game anyway. Understand, life is nothing more than a conundrum. You are both the answer and the question. We can see the light before the sun's up. So let's treat every second like the last one. We don't care what they gotta say. Cause if it ends right now, they'll forget us. This is just a dream anyway. And any morning, man, we probably won't remember. Take your loss, get back on the ball. Who gon' knock you off? Life is short, take a look around. It don't last too long, make it count. Go and spread your wave, do a cannonball. Take your time, don't be in a rush. Or you'll miss some stuff, keep your balance. Things get hard without it, you might lose your touch. Dodge your thoughts, never feel no pressure. Never do too much, know your path. Know just where you headed, or don't catch the bus. Things spiral out of hand, yeah. You can lose yourself, trying to keep yourself and still fail to understand, yeah. The lessons life is trying to hand, yeah. Darker times will turn your lamp on. See the light and learn the truth. Live a lie and you gon' probably burn your pants off. Either way, you lit just like a candle. Know you have to feel both sides. Know it's good to feel the good vibes, but you gotta know a friend who don't ride. Gotta lose a couple of your close ties. Gotta smoke a bowl and feel no highs. Go broke, make it through the cold times. And know it's still alright. I know this is called life. Life is nothing more than a conundrum. And you are both the answer and the question. We can see the light before the sun's up. So let's treat every second like the last one. We don't care what they gotta say. Cause if it ends right now,
13th Amendment classifies me as 3/5 of a human being. However, my melanated ectoderm makes me the epitome of a human. Sun gazing and sun salutation.
I've been at work with a bad attitude, watching time tick it slow. Been telling my boss to keep quiet and stick ish to be no. Take smoke breaks with a vape, ate with a pocket of blow. Picking up dirt, busting my back out throat. Champion hard pop blow. The realest, realest, if I stay, it might kill my soul. The things that I do for my kids to make that dough. The clothes, the toys, the sneakers, and despite my goal, I end up the same place with all of my Negroes. And yo, then I head home and get pulled over. A little rap at the window, do better not scratch my pencil. Exchange my papers, it's safe to say I don't like his lingo. Can't be no ish right now, I'm late to get my child. I cushion up, but that just ain't my style. Yo, I been at work, dying. People walking bosses, they act phony. Got a slight drug habit, nobody know. My wife hates me, my confidence is very low. I come a long way, but got plenty miles to go. I'm losing my mind, I'm begging y'all, leave me alone. I said that is illegal, the taser hurt, but I'm thinking that bullets are lethal. The upheaval is heavy, evil comes in many forms. My hands was up and new blood is very warm. These pigs stick they nose and shit they don't belong. Tell my kids that he ain't never coming home.
Brand new Still Gold, Wild Style. That's off Torch Song, dropping next Friday. Brand new one from those guys. We got Craig Mosher from the Graveyard Shift here today.
How's it going?
How are you?
I'm doing well. It's good to be here.
Good to have you. Hey, that the artwork off their new album, Gooba.
Oh, off MDOT's new album?
Oh, well, also off the new Still Gold, too.
Oh, really? I didn't see that yet.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's...
Well... We know Goopa's incredible, so...
He's the man.
Yeah.
So he's getting busy on the New England hip-hop scene,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I love his art. He actually did the flyer for my show, The Graveyard Shift.
The Graveyard Shift.
Yeah.
Celebrating 5 years.
Yep, 5 years this month. It's it was an unofficial show at first. I was doing it without getting it approved. but now it's official since it's been since February. And so this Saturday night we have a five-year anniversary show. It's usually 2 hours of the show, 10 p.m. to midnight. But this show, it might be 3 hours. We might just see how long it goes. You know, nice. There's no time limit on this one. And the scheduled guests are Ape the Grim, M. Dot, probably Granite State, and Beat Perv will be a guest DJ. And you're on the week after. You're on next week, so.
Yeah, it's a nice little lineup.
Yeah.
So, what do you mean it was unofficial at the beginning?
Well, at the beginning, I had done a show with someone else. They had a show before. It was called the Bringing It Back Show, or Bring It Back. And I was a co-host on the show. That's how I first got started over there. That was about 8 years ago, seven or 8 years ago. And we were doing this show, and I don't know. I just got tired of doing it. We kind of listened to different styles of hip-hop. And so I just stopped going, and he eventually got kicked off the air, I guess, for stuff that was going on. They were partying a little bit too much.
Yeah.
And so I tried to get my own show, and it didn't get approved. And so I was just like, whatever. I won't do radio, I guess. I won't help anyone out.
You just gave
up. It's a volunteer thing anyway. And I kept running into the guy that's now the programming director over there, and he kept saying, like, we need you to do a show. And I'd be like, no, I really don't want to. And he'd be like, but you know, you have all this knowledge of hip hop, you know all these guys. And I'd be like, no, I really don't want to. And then after a year of him saying that to me, eventually one day I just literally woke up and I was like, hey, I'd love to do a radio show, I think. And so I contacted him. I was like, yeah, I want to do a show now.
And 5 years later, still at it.
Well, the way that it was unapproved is he kind of just retrained me. And so he had a show, I forget what it was. There was it was like all these guys protesting around Boston and all the major cities a few years ago.
Like the Occupy guys?
Yeah, it was an Occupy Wall Street show that
okay.
He had. He actually had the slot that I'm in now. It was 10 p.m. to midnight. And so after that, he said, you can just go on midnight to 2 a.m. And no one had given me permission besides him. He wasn't the programming director at the time. He'd just been there forever. And so I started to do that, and eventually he would just leave and say, you know what to do, you can lock up the place. And and so really, like, the first month or two was just doing an unimproved show. And then eventually the people on programming at the station, they did approve it, and then it was official, I think, in February of that year.
Nice.
Whatever year 5 years ago was.
2012. And then you got bumped up because you were, like, crushing the archives, right? You were,
yeah,
like, the most
listened
to
show. There was a lot going on with the archives, and basically the guy that was the head of the programming department before, he just didn't really like hip-hop. And I had asked him a million times because the slot was open. The guy stopped doing the Occupy Wall Street show, and so there was just an empty time slot of 10 p.m. to 12 on Saturday nights. And I'm like, well, I'm on at midnight to 2 a.m. Why can't I take that slot?
Right. That's perfect for hip-hop, too, and, like, Saturday night.
And he kept denying me, and so finally he just left. And then the guy that had got me to come back to the station in the first place, he became the programming director, and so it was no problem for me to get the time slot. So the first 2 years was midnight to 2 a.m., and honestly, like, I would be wondering if anyone was even listening at all. Like,
yeah.
I would just be sitting there by myself. There would be a few guests. Like, the biggest... One of the only guests I had within that first 2 years was JFK from Show Off.
Yeah.
He came on, and Billy Bags. And besides that, there really wasn't many guests at all. But then once I got to 10 p.m., you know, there's just been a ridiculous amount of people coming on. Like, I think in 2016, there was probably at least 60 people, 60 MCs on the
show. That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a steady stream. Like, I like, keep it a little... slower pace, but I'm always seeing just a flow come through on yours.
Yeah. Well, for a while we were doing a thing. It was called Lyricist Live, and it was the first Saturday of every month. And so I would try to find usually 4 to 6 MCs from different areas, like maybe a couple from Maine, some from Massachusetts or New Hampshire, and basically it would be people that usually wouldn't do a song together or work together. And so it would be good variety for the show. And it would also be people connecting and meeting each other. And, you know, people you know, they got on collaborations as a result of that and stuff like that and worked together. And so usually I'd want it to be 4 to 6 people, but sometimes it would end up being 10 or 15 people. You know, everyone brings their friends, and it just, some nights it would be pretty crazy, you know. And one night I actually just had an open mic night and invited like 20 people for some reason. I don't know why.
How did that go?
But it went well. I mean, it was just freestyling basically the whole show, which can get old sometimes if it's, you know, if it's not good material. But, you know, there was some people that were really good that that made it a good show.
I like how you're about connecting the dots and stuff. That's something we really try to do down here, and like people we bring through. We're all about, you know, you have to connect as many as possible to build things up. If everyone's out on their own, it's never going to go anywhere.
Right.
You're never going to see where you're supposed to go. There's no one leading the way. It's just chaos, you know?
Yeah.
So I like how you're about that. That's how I met you.
Yeah, I know. How did I meet you? Like, I was just trying to think that when you were just saying that.
Someone said, oh, do you know Craig Mosher or something? And that was it. And then that's how we met.
I think you sent me your CD first.
Probably. Something
And then
happened.
You came on the show as a result of your album.
Probably, yes.
Yeah.
I don't even talk about that on here.
Oh, really? There's an artist named Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
It's probably a different guy. But
probably.
He has some really good albums out. You should check out.
Thank you. You're very kind. But we had MDOT on last week, and we were talking about that. I was like, I know you because of Craig. Because Craig was like, hey, go down there, talk to him. You know, it's always good to keep in touch with everyone, you know,
right,
who's
and
doing stuff.
I actually know MDOT from DJ Nefarious. Because DJ Nefarious kept saying, you got to listen to this guy, MDOT. And like, I kept hearing about him. And then, you know, now MDOT's a good friend of mine, and he's an incredible artist. You know, like, he's a good person to know.
Yeah, he's doing big things right now, too.
Yeah.
So, but Graveyard Shift. So you got rid of Lyricist Live, or you retired.
It kind of just died down, because there was a local promoter, and he was helping me out with that. He brought a ton of artists on the show, and I don't know what happened. He just disappeared, literally. Like, he's not on Facebook anymore, and no one knows what happened to him. And hopefully he's all right. But he stopped coming and stopped bringing artists. And so I just said whatever and just stopped doing it.
Yeah. I mean, what can you do, right?
Yeah.
So, but you're still doing the show regularly. And this Saturday sounds awesome. I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah. Well, plus one reason, there was just so many artists coming on every week. That eventually I'd be like, I need to just not let anyone come this week and just do a show with just music. Because that's how it was the first 2 years.
Yeah.
Is it would just be music for 2 hours. And, you know, so once in a while, usually once or twice a month, I try to just have a show like that. Just no artists on.
Because that's how it starts, right? I mean, you're there to play music and share, you know, what you've been listening to. And as cool as it is to, you know, show artists off and stuff and give them a platform, it's also good to, you know, share the other stuff.
Right.
So you had, back to this real quick, it's crazy how slow people are to coming around to hip hop. The fact that the program director still wouldn't let you move up. Like in the 2012, you said, like there's still people out there who think hip hop is this fad that's going to go away.
Yeah.
It's been here since the 80s.
Well, yeah, and the reason why I'd get denied before on having a show really wasn't because I wasn't good on the air or anything or a good DJ, is because he didn't want to have another hip-hop show.
That was it.
The guy that was in charge before, yeah, so. But now I'm the programming director for hip-hop there, and they want to do another hip-hop show. So if anyone's interested, you can look me up on Facebook, Craig Mosher, and it's in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And you just have to know really good hip-hop. It can't be like a garbage mainstream hip-hop show. You can't play any Nicki Minaj or anything like that.
Craig has high standards. It's true, though. People don't realize that. Sometimes, like, there's certain artists I like, but their songs can work on a mainstream platform, on a Jammin or something. And, like, we try to play people who can't ever, they'll never be played on that. Their songs don't work there. That's what this is for, you know?
Right.
So, anyway, you also are affiliated. I want to play some music from the Granite State, speaking of Granite State.
Yeah, we have a long history.
You're affiliated with Granite State, the group. Are you their manager?
No, I'm not their manager, but I'm kind of, well, I'm like the, there's a term called the fifth Beatle that people use sometimes. I'm like the fourth Beatle, I guess.
Okay.
Like, I'm just the, I'm like the backup guy. You know what I mean? Like, JP, their DJ, he had some family stuff going on and just some things going on in his life for a while. And so he couldn't DJ for a while. And so it was like the next man up type thing with the Patriots. Like, I was just there yep. to DJ and step up for him. And so basically I'm just there to help him out. Like, I've known them forever. Like, Bug Out is one of my best friends. And I've known him. I've been good friends with him longer than anyone I can think of. And I've known Doug York forever. So they came out in 2006 with their first album. And I just really wanted to help them out. Because I always say, if you're not going to help out your friends, then who will?
Right.
You know, and their music is really good. Even though I'm their friend, like, their music is incredible. And so I want to just be there for them and help them however I can. So that's really what I do. And Bug Out actually came up with the name The Graveyard Shift for the show. And he has a lot of kind of behind-the-scenes input. Like, I run ideas by him a lot of times, and he'll tell me if it's stupid or not. And it goes the other, it goes both ways. Like, with his music too, a lot of times he'll send me verses or beats, and luckily for me, I get to hear it ahead of time and give him feedback.
He's been going in with the beats lately.
Yeah, he started maybe it's about 4 years ago, and he's just keeps getting better. He's the most artistic person I've ever met in my life. Like, he's an incredible artist at drawing and stuff like that, and He's good at anything he really tries to do.
That's awesome. So yeah. I want to play a Granite State song and then come back. I have It All, Can't Wait, or The Length.
You know what? I love Have It All and The Length. Those are two of my favorite songs from last year. So either one's fine.
Let's do Have It All. We've been playing The Length a lot. That was kind of the big push at the beginning. So you're tuning in to Live Free or Die Radio. This is Granite State. The song is called Have It All. It's off a Tribe Called 30. We'll be back after this.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting sick of people bitching about the state of art. I'm sick of getting paid and paying rent and day apart. Is this really what it's come to? I swear your first shot at life is just a run through. But no less, I digress and I don't run with rats in this race. Trying to say I got it made, but I ain't got what it takes. Yeah, right, but straight places for one afternoon. I swear you sing a different tune like you're changing faces. Cause I'm more invented, tailor making my life. While society, you're selling dreams, taking your rights, they double in death. You're treading in the open water and it's shark week every week. Seals are getting slaughtered by the masses. Hope you got a mask when they gas us with dust from the dust and it's ashes to ashes. Imagine you can make it happen in a year or less. So do what you love and stop stress. They say you can have it all. That's why I'm trying to live it up, babe. And we can do this all night. Come on, let's ride. And if you're with me, let me hear you say ride.
Changing, this fight is draining. The mind's amazing, but we choose to fill it with nothing, ain't it? Faded youth, painted in a frame of truth, darker than the shade of blue and blocking at your light of hue. I'm changing up my point of view. I got my target back, son. Cause being underground is just an acronym. Life is what I'm mastering. Studying the art of being grateful. Daily making breakthroughs in this world, or it's gonna break you. Never chasing labels, whether record deals or fashion. Never getting caught up in that hype beast trap, son. And I'm not what you'd imagine, but I'm proud of who I am. You can judge me all you want, but soon enough you'll understand my plan is clearer than your contacts. Suckers realize I keep my flow in good company. Like, dude, you idolize, fuck the lies, lies and complications. What's the point of waiting? We want it all, so we work
they
until we
you
make
can
it.
Have it all. That's why I'm trying to live it up, babe. And we can do this all night. Come on. Let's ride. And if you're with me, let me hear you say ride. You can have it all. That's why I'm trying to live it up, babe. And we can do this all night. Come on. Let's ride. And if you're with me, let me hear you say ride.
Yeah, rhymes upon rhymes upon rhymes is
what I have, but it doesn't pay the bills, and you do not know the half. Yo, here's the answer if you ask. It all started back in high school, bumming grass, spitting raps, spinning tracks, drinking booze. I could've used my ass kick, a bastard who just had to have it. You think by now I'd give it up if it didn't happen, but that didn't happen. There's no turning back, and it's now or never. Lights, camera, action.
So pardon my impatience, look at the road that I have taken, trying to stare at what I'm facing. Been so close that I could taste it, waste it. Picking up the pieces, put myself together, going round for round till I'm deceased on Apollo. Till we got a problem like Apollo did. I teach a class for nothing, you can thank me for your scholarship. Play the fool, I've been a cynic all my life, but I believe it when my clutch says it's right to say you can have it all. That's why I'm trying to live it up, babe. And we can do this all night, come on. Let's ride. And if you with me, let me hit you, say ride. You can have it all. That's why I'm trying to live it up, babe. And we can do this all night, come on. Let's ride. And if you with me, let me hit you, say ride.
Some
And we are back on Live Free or Die Radio. We got Craig Mosher with us. That was two in a row from Granite State off a Tribe Called 30. If you don't know who they are, they're New Hampshire hip-hop pioneers. We have a podcast out with them, too, that you can hear at lfodradio.com. I remember seeing them doing shows with Papoose and Terminology back
when
I was a kid.
Well, Papoose was supposed to be there, but he never showed up.
No, he did not. But he was on the bill.
And I was at that show. So it's funny you were there.
Yeah, I was a little kid then.
Well, it was 2007 or 2006, around there.
Yeah, way back when that first album dropped. I thought it was so cool that Term had DC producing his stuff.
Yeah.
A kid from Portsmouth, you know, making beats on major rap albums. So
yeah, well, the first few show-off releases, that's what it was. It was DC. He produced the first Grant State album, and then he did Out the Gate with Terminology. So definitely check out those albums. They're both from 2006, and they're incredible. They're both New England classics.
Definitely agree with that. Yeah, Out the Gate, right? That was it. Mm. Yep. How do you feel about, let's not say New England, but New Hampshire hip-hop right now? You got your hand on the pulse.
Well, there's a lot of good artists. I don't know. I consider you're pretty much a New Hampshire artist because you're from Portsmouth.
Yeah, I would consider that.
When you're rapping, not being a radio show host. But, I mean, you have guys like Cody Pope and 8BZA that are animals. Like, they just kill it, and they're just putting in tons of work. They were just on last week, and I just have a ton of respect for those guys because, you know, they're just always on the grind, and they do a ton of shows, and they just keep putting out more and more albums. Cody Pope and 8BZA, they have a new project coming out this spring. I forget the title. It's a really long name, but they debuted a track last week, and it was really good, of course. And I mean, then you have the Manchester Rap Night guys, and they're all
shout out to
really
Rap
good
Night.
MCs. I mean, they're killing it, freestyling all the time. Seth on Gray Street is one of them. Ill by Instinct, he's from Maine, but I mean, he's part of Manchester Rap Night. He started it, and oh no, there's just tons of people. There's too many to name, really. But it's good. I mean, there's some really good artists, but I mean, there's also some really terrible artists. I mean, probably for every
do you want to name
probably
them,
for every really just, no, I won't name anyone. Probably for every really good MC in New Hampshire, there's probably at least 10 to 20 absolutely terrible ones. But I mean, I'm sure it's the same in Massachusetts too, where there's even more rappers
worldwide. Although there's a crazy amount of talent, I think across this region now.
Yeah.
But you're right. There's no real barrier to entry anymore, so anyone can.
It's like either you're really good or you're horrible nowadays.
There's not a lot in the middle.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of people that you're just like, nah.
You know? Right. I mean, Massachusetts is insane. I mean, MDOT's album is a perfect example of that, of just how good the MCs are out here, you know, and they just keep getting better. You know, guys like, you know, you got a guy like Token that's so young, and he's just doing incredible things, you know, and John Glass, that guy on the production is just insane. The two tracks he did on Ego and the Enemy are probably my favorites on there.
Yeah, John's the man. He's been getting a lot of love on LFOD lately. We might have to have him come back on here because we'll keep bringing him up. So
yeah, he should come on the Graveyard Shift. I asked him before, but I know he's a busy guy, and it just hasn't happened yet.
Token's out of here, man. He's been just, like, gone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he took off quick. I mean, there was a lot of work behind it, but once he took off, you know,
yeah,
they're around the world now. So,
but, I mean, for a New Hampshire artist, I mean, you got guys like Granite State and Ape the Grim that are just, they've always been killing it for the last 10 years or so. And I think they've just had such a good influence on other people that they just set the standard. Like, people that came up on them, they just know good hip-hop. They know how it's supposed to sound and really what you should be doing. And I think the artists that are really bad, it's not necessarily that they're, I think they just don't know. They just don't know good hip hop.
Yeah.
Like if they came up on like Gangsta and Wu-Tang and Nas and really good artists, that might be how they rap. But instead, they came up on like Lil Wayne and
I love Wayne, though.
Just horrible down south rap. Like,
oh, jeez.
That time when it was like everyone wanted to rap like they're from down south.
Right.
A lot of them came up in that time. And so, you know, I think their music is just a reflection of that. They think it's okay to rap like garbage, unfortunately.
Jeez, tell them how you really feel. I think there's not really boundaries anymore. I get annoyed when it's like someone has a sound that just really isn't at all like where they're from. But then some of it I understand, just coming up in the internet age, like there isn't really.
Yeah.
There aren't regions anymore so much. Lil Wayne's like top five dead or alive, though.
Oh, my gosh. So. He wouldn't even be in my top 50.
Oh, man.
But actually, before I forget, with the New Hampshire MCs, I want to give a shout-out to Kingdom, all those guys. They're very supportive of the show, and they've been putting on a lot of benefit shows all the time and just putting in good work and just helping people out with the shows, too. So,
yeah, shout-out to Kingdom. They do the thing at the Strand in Dover.
Yep, in Dover Brick House, too. But actually, I was listening to the show you did with MDOT, and you brought up something that I like that you do is you give people constructive criticism.
I try to,
and people don't like it. And yeah. I've actually got some flack over that a little bit too, you know, because you know, I've played songs before and shut them off or been like, this is terrible. Like, I don't know who that was in that song, but, you know, you should probably, you know, go do your homework, listen to these guys, and I'll even help you out if you want. And just people don't like hearing that, no matter how polite you are about it. I mean, it's not like just saying, like, hey, you suck, you shouldn't be rapping, which more people should do to their friends. They should say that.
It's really their friends' fault.
Yeah.
A lot of the time.
Right.
Not everyone should be encouraged to follow their dreams, you know?
Right. It's like people that go on... one of those singing shows, like American Idol, I guess. And, like, they're absolutely terrible, but everyone around them has told them they're good their whole life. So then when they get made fun of, it absolutely crushes them.
Yeah.
You know, but I think if people did that more, there wouldn't be so many terrible artists, so many bad MCs.
It starts with friends and with parenting, I think, you know, just...
Right.
Hey, Jimmy, maybe try this. You know, have you thought about a trade? You know, like...
Right, just... Not everyone that raps is good, you know, and just because someone's your friend and they rap doesn't mean you should support them. You're supporting them by telling them to step it up and practice and put in the work.
I love it, dude. Yeah, you got to find a way to be a little nicer about it, though. Mix the medicine with the candy, as they say. So, Craig, people can listen to you every Saturday night, 10 to 12. And that's on 106.1 FM.
Yeah, that's if you're in the New Hampshire Seacoast area. You can listen online at WSCAFM.org. And you can also find it on the TuneIn app, which surprisingly has a lot of listeners, I just found out recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you really surprised? Because I feel like you've been killing it.
Well, I mean, I honestly don't know a lot of people that use that app. And... You know, there's like usually 1,000 people listening on a Saturday night just on TuneIn.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty solid.
I just found out a couple weeks ago.
I have no idea what our numbers are. I don't even know how to find the numbers on TuneIn.
I didn't know for like... I had heard once in the first year how many people were listening. And then that was it until a few weeks ago. They had they did a study or just a whatever, a survey, and they found out all the numbers.
Huh. That's good.
Yeah, so I was surprised.
Well deserved, though.
Yeah.
You play a lot of music, support a lot of local guys.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, you know, they say, yeah, I want to do a show too, and can you put me on the radio? And I say, yeah, come to the show, I'll train you. And then they stop showing up.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you can't show up for the training, how are you going to show up every week?
Right.
And do a show? It's a big commitment. I mean, especially for me on a Saturday night to do it 10 p.m. to 12.
I mean, people don't understand. You're literally leaving the show and, like, driving to mountain ranges and hiking, like, because you have other things you want to do.
Right, yeah. Well, that was mostly 2 years ago. And last year a little bit, because I was trying to finish the 48 4,000 footers in New Hampshire, and that was the only time I could go, is after the show. So pretty much most of the 48 I did with pretty much no sleep or 2 hours.
Nice.
Yeah, and then it would just be a scary drive home after.
Terrifying all that.
Yeah, the 2 hours home would be scary.
Yeah, you made it, though. You're here.
Yeah, I owe Starbucks my life.
Shout out to Starbucks. And the 48, congrats on that, by the way, man.
Yeah, thanks.
There's 48 4,000 footers and how many 5,000 footers?
Oh, I don't know.
You got to get that next.
Well, I've done them, of course, because it's the 4,000 footers and all of them above. Like,
oh,
Mount
is it?
Washington is 6,000 feet.
Oh, and that counts as the 48? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's all the 4,000 plus.
Yeah.
Got you.
Well, I just did the five that are in Vermont last year, the 4,000 footers, and then I'm trying to finish. I have 10 more in Maine. Maine has like 15 or 16, and so they call that the New England 67. 67 4,000 footers in New England. So hopefully I can finish that this summer, but if not, then that's fine. If I don't, it's because of the radio show.
Yeah. If he doesn't hit his goals, guys, it's because he's bringing you new hip-hop every Saturday night. WSCA-FM?
Yep, WSCA-FM.org. And if you're an artist out there and you want to get your music on there, you can find me on Facebook. Look up Craig Mosier. Or you can look up Graveyard Shift Radio Show. There's a Facebook page for it. And or you could just hit up Uncle Sam. And
yeah, hit us up.
He'll give you my contact information. It's really simple. Or you can just look up the radio station, look up the website, and look up Graveyard Shift, and there's a way to contact me on there. So,
yeah, and we'll post all the links and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and yeah, if you want to hit us up, it's at LFOD Radio everywhere, except for Twitter, which is Live Free OD Radio. Submissions at LFODRadio.com, and this episode will be up on LFODRadio.com sometime soon. Mixcloud.com/LFOD. Basically type in LFOD and we pop up. It was a struggle, but we got it. We finally beat Google. Took us a little while. There was some other stuff popping up in our way, but we got them. We're going to play a couple songs. We're going to get out of here. This one is a record I've been rocking. You know about this new SD Knack and Al Divino album?
No.
You would like their stuff, I think.
Is that it, or are we going to talk again at the end?
Maybe for a minute.
Okay.
Do you have something more to say?
Well, not really.
We'll bring you back. We'll bring you back.
I just want to make sure, you know.
We'll bring you back. We'll hear your thoughts on this. This is SD Knack, Al Divino. It's called Moguls. It's off Triple Black Diamonds, which is a new project from them. Check that out. SoundCloud, everything. Tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Yeah, Knack Nuggets, Super Knack Nugget, yeah, Knack Nugget Dog, Al Divino, y'all. Manifest a classic, cryogenic chamber to freeze the rap acid. Bands in the last of the grams is in the plastic. Most of them making is often drastic. Addicts taking they last and then blasted. Got it, I'm kicking his ass, shake this smoother. Making the rumors and taking the computers. Twin Brugger's eye, cup of cocoa for the intruders. Wisdom of Buddha, the blizzards in Bermuda. Y'all niggas as weak as wine coolers. I'm righteous as the ruler, the product is nothing short of Barracuda. Cigarettes are made in Cuba. Depth of this art is something to scoop em. Politicking, hitting the dab and the Uber, hit the jeweler. Run the game, I'm iller than Don Shula. Willing your motorcycle and holding rifles. Ghetto disciple, understand the essence of life cycles. Ice sickles and towers, that's Ike. Yo, y'all must have thought we just rappers, we gotta eat. So for the cash, son, we keep it mobile. Corporate executive offices hitting moguls. Letting the product circle around the globe. Y'all must have thought we just rappers, we gotta eat. So for the cash, son, we keep it mobile. Corporate executive offices hitting moguls. Letting the product circle around the globe.
Rock crowds of thousands overseas wildin'. Emerald green medallions, cheddar cheese palin'. Remy and Hennessy fountains, menthol smoker. Poisonous dart thrower, one of the lost soldiers.
bomb smoker. The sour D got a strong odor. Firearm hold the big camouflage sofa. Revolutionary Molotov, throw a glass of cold cognac on the coaster. Shinobi rap Mac like Goldie, stack bread till it's moldy. Backpack with gas in it, back of the black Civic plastic, got a bat twisted. Fast living, pitching product to plugs. Exotic drugs, I get a lot of love. $100,000 rugs, luxury Skyloft hotel suites. Tell a to hop in the tub, ain't nothing stopping the flood. These rappers corny, I'm providing a clear contrast, basking the glow.
Yo, y'all must have thought we just rappers, we gotta eat. So for the cash, son, we keep it mobile. Corporate executive, we just rappers, we gotta eat. So for the cash, around the globe. Y'all must have thought we just rappers, we gotta eat. So for the cash, son, we keep it mobile. Corporate executive offices hitting moguls, letting the product circle around the globe.
So what did you have to say?
I just wanted to say I'm impressed with the show that you have going down here. You know, I see a lot of the guest features online all the time, and because I follow you on every social media page that I know of. I know you're on all of them, but I see all the guests, and I'm always like, where does he find all these people? You know, so you definitely have a good variety of guests on here, and I just wanted to say thank you for doing the show and keep up the good work.
Dude, thank you. I appreciate that. And we definitely appreciate you coming on and what you've done as well. And it's good that we're communicating, et cetera, et cetera. You should check out these guys, Esty Knack and Al Davino. I'll have them send you some stuff. That's what we just played. They've got some good stuff.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Definitely try to link up. And just so people know, next week we do have Kyle Bent coming on. We played his song earlier tonight in between the new Spenda and the Still Gold record. Still Gold will be on in 2 weeks. Also, Priscilla will be back next week, as well as Taz, hopefully. So it should be a packed house. Excited to talk to Kyle Bent, see what's going on with him. And you can hear this episode tomorrow on LFODradio.com. We will get out of here with, I'm trying to find this M.Dot John Glass song, if I can. I wasn't expecting another John Glass fest, but we might need to do it. Say something interesting, Craig.
Check out Granite State, my good friends Granite State on granitestatemusic.com. And also tune into the show next week, the 5-year anniversary show. Down here, you can listen to it on WSCAFM.org or look up WSCA 106.1 on the TuneIn app. It's going to be Granite State, Ape the Grim, M.Dot, and Beat Perv as a special guest DJ. And Uncle Sam will be on next week, February 18th. So we've got a lot of good stuff going on, and there's a ton of guests coming in the next few weeks. So I'll have to shut some people down and have a music show soon.
Sounds good to me.
But yeah, I appreciate you having me on. I'm glad to finally see this place. And also check out the new Uncle Sam album.
Oh, geez, don't do that. No. Anyway, yeah, thank you for coming. You're welcome whenever. Swing by just whenever you want to do it.
Yeah.
And keep in touch. We're going to get out of here with the new M.Dot, Give It To Me, produced by John Glass. You're tuned into Live Free.
Definitely pick up this album. It's incredible.
Radio. Yes, you should. It's like number one on everything right now, too. He's killing it right now. So shout out to M.Dot.
Oh, definitely.
Next week, we'll be back.
My name is cool, you mentioned some lanes who I can melt into flames. I'm felt in the States, really though, loved overseas. Drink is drink up, weed heads puff on the trees. Take you on a journey like you never been before. Guess I ripped it raw, now I'm popping like a pimple sore. Felt ignored, so I had to go a little hotter. Boston's cool, but I had to go a little farther. Let it be known, I don't mess around with the rap. Now I'm grown like the flesh and bone in your care. So I seen a lot, the tricks and the foolery, the pics with the jewelry. You pricks, don't be fooling me. We grind from the pavement, you lie.
payment. I'm fresh like dark rivers lying on this fade, man. Been a while, but I'm still going strong, though. Stayed hot when all these rappers seem to gone cold. How many times I need to tell you fools to understand? I'ma stay at this pace until I'm understand. I want what you have, ain't afraid to take it. So give it to me now, give it to me now. How many times I need to tell you times I'm staying put? Just guard in the door, about to lay my foot. I want what you have, ain't afraid to take it. So give it to me now, give it to me now. No comparison, we ain't from the same life. Rather watch as the paint on the stains rise than never have a conversation with you more than that. You ain't welcome like the letters on the door and mat. I grind till the wheels fall off and axle breaks. Smack the face of half the fakes, thinking I'm relaxed for days. When I'm really in the stew, cooking heat rocks. System up, peep through the window, look how the street rocks. They didn't believe in me, so I gained and got a purpose. Now they're shocked.